This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve Board meets this week, and the buzz is that Chairman Ben Bernanke is considering some new tools to stimulate economic growth, perhaps using interest rates to encourage banks to take some risks with their money. One way to do that is to make the interest rate negative, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
The interest rate we're talking about here is the one the Fed offers banks to hold something called excess reserves. That's the extra money banks keep just in case a whole bunch of people decide to withdraw cash all at once. As a safety measure during the financial crisis, the Fed was offering a bit of interest on those reserves, a sort of reward for being cautious, according to Loyola Marymount economist James Devine.
Which means that they're not lending out that money.
And that's become its own problem, because as you may have noticed, these days it's hard for anyone to get a loan, to buy a house or start a business or do something, anything that might stimulate the economy. So what the Fed could do now, says University of Oregon economist Tim Dewey, is lower the interest rate on those reserves.
And in theory, you could make that a negative number.
Meaning, basically, the Fed would be charging banks for keeping too many reserves, which might goose them to start lending again. The risk with this tool, it might discourage banks from keeping any money at all in the Federal Reserve, and that could cause a whole other set of problems. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.